A former University of Delaware professor who was denied tenure says the decision was discriminatory. 6 years later, she is telling her story, asserting racial and gender disparity is all too common at the Newark, Delaware campus. From WHYY's Delaware desk, Zoe Reed has more.
Erica Coleman hasn't taught a class since 2014. She misses helping her students develop into critical thinkers. Coleman says the University of Delaware stripped away her opportunities when it denied her tenure. Coleman, a black woman, says it's discriminatory because she believes she met the standards for tenure.
There is no reason why I should not be at UD right now, except for a system of inequality and a group of people who were willing to be complicit within that system.
While Delaware's population is 22% black, just 5% of UD's 1,334 full-time faculty were black in 2018. And for the black professors who are hired, they're less likely to have tenure. Of UD's 754 tenured faculty in 2018, 49% were white men, 27% were white women, only 2.5% were black men, and 2% were black women. These numbers mirror nationwide trends. Ebony McGee is a Vanderbilt University professor who studies racial bias in education. She says sometimes universities set the bar higher for tenure-track faculty of color than they do for their white counterparts.
Whatever the guidelines are, just multiply it by two. This is based off of longstanding evidence that if you do exactly what is asked for, it will never be enough if you're a black faculty member in many institutions. I can't speak for them all, but if you do twice as much, you seem to be deemed as competent as someone that only does what is asked of them.
Matthew Kincevic is vice provost for faculty affairs at UD. He argues tenure numbers at the university need time to catch up.
The efforts we're making, they are yielding fruit. They're going to continue to yield fruit, but we're working in a faculty pool that's some people were recruited in the early 70s.
He says the university is making efforts to recruit, retain, and grant tenure to more people of color and women. But he did not provide, and the university denied a public records request looking for recent statistics on who was granted and denied tenure. Coleman's tenure teaching African American studies was approved by a majority vote in the department and college committees. But the college dean at the time denied it. His letter notifying Coleman of his decision states her published work was modest and doesn't promise a successful post-tenure career. The interim provost also chose not to grant Coleman tenure. Kincevic and the university say they don't comment directly on personnel issues. Coleman argues her published material met university standards and says her book, which evaluates African-American-Native American relations in Virginia, was the first of its kind. Coleman appealed the tenure decision. It was denied, and as is protocol, her contract was discontinued. Her complaint to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission also was closed without a finding in her favor.
The mantra used to be publish or perish. I published and I perished.
Coleman has since published commentary for magazines like Time, but she hasn't received offers from universities.
With tenure comes a stigma, and you hear the whispering. And then there are people who will remain your friend and your colleague, and then there are people who will treat you like you have the cooties. It makes you feel like you're damaged goods.
Other professors say they too have noticed disparities. Erica Armstrong Dunbar was the first black woman and third black professor ever to be tenured in UD's history department. She says she left in 2017 because she didn't believe there were opportunities for black faculty to be promoted to full professor, the highest paid and highest rank of professorship. While she was tenured, she remained an associate professor.
My feeling is that black faculty, regardless of gender, have tremendous difficulty being tenured, promoted, and nurtured at the University of Delaware.
She now teaches at Rutgers University in New Jersey. She says it's more diverse and provides more opportunities for professional growth. UD Provost Kincevic says to improve diversity, the university has provided mentors for new faculty. It also launched an initiative to increase women and underrepresented faculty in STEM fields.
Do I expect it to bear fruit? I do. I mean, we recruited more underrepresented minority faculty last year and the year before than I think we ever had. And now comes the work of mentoring for success.
He says the university trains recruiters to avoid explicit and implicit bias. It also moved away from hiring people because they're a good fit. He says that undercuts diversity initiatives.
because fit is a way to reinforce just who you already have. We are a university that's writing more intentional job ads, taking steps early in the search process, not just hoping to get a good pool, but being intentional about it, rating people on objective instruments, undergoing training for our search committee members to make sure that they're conscious of these things.
McGee from Vanderbilt recommends universities learn from Black faculty who left. She also suggests incentives, such as tying a dean's salary to retaining faculty of color.
But that's just recruitment. So once you get Black and brown bodies in the door, the job is not over. The job is actually just started. So retaining them, making it an affirming place where their identities and diversity of thought are celebrated, not just merely tolerated.
McGee says it's important to hire faculty of color because they have diverse backgrounds that offer students different ways of thinking about the world. From the Delaware Desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.